Thank you for joining me today for my very first podcast. Today I'll be speaking with
Rolando Haddad,
who is one of my favorite self-protection experts. Rolando has a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, a black belt in Krav Maga. He's competed in kickboxing, grappling, and mixed martial arts. He has now been teaching for more than 12 years. You may be wondering why, with all the self-protection experts there are, that I chose Rolando. If you listen to his answers to my questions, you'll see for yourself. We're going to discuss the difference between self-protection and self-defense. Do you use self-protection and self-defense interchangeably, or does self-protection have a little bit of a different meaning to you?
Yeah, a little bit of a different meaning for me. I don't really like the term self-defense.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're behind the eight ball already.
Exactly. Exactly. And in my opinion, it actually almost promotes a victim mentality.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Having the mindset of self-defense in lieu of self-protection made it harder for me to physically fight back. For everyone to know, during my kidnapping, it took me 42 minutes to work up the confidence to get physical. I had no training and knew that he was stronger, so I was afraid it would only make things worse. Part of my delay was that I was familiar with him, which made it harder for me to believe what was happening to me. I wish I understood then what Rolando is about to share now. Do you find that people have a hard time being willing to throw the first punch?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a couple of things that we can discuss with that. Number one, throwing a punch mm-hmm. at another human being, if we're nice people, we're not mm-hmm. accustomed to doing that. So wired into us not to do that. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. And the other part is that, you know, action is always quicker than reaction. And sometimes we're trying to wait for someone to do something, and then we react to that, and by that time it might be too late.
Do you have any techniques here that you use to help people get comfortable with the fact that they may have to actually lay hands on somebody, either being the first to act or in response?
Yeah, that's kind of a key point. So do I have a technique to show people how to do that? Yeah, it's called learn how to fight. People want a technique for everything.
Right.
They want a technique for everything, and it just doesn't work that way. So, I mean, we have to learn how to use basic combatives. I have to learn basic clinching. I have to learn...
What about handling the other person?
You have to learn how to control another person's energy that doesn't want to be controlled.
Naturally, women are, in many circumstances, at a physical disadvantage to a man. Are there ways to balance that out to ensure that a woman can be trained to effectively fight off a bigger and stronger man?
Of course she can, but she has to be aware, mindset, tactics, all these things come into play before the physicality of it.
Let's save the discussion about mindset and awareness for later. I want to spend a lot of time on both of those. What is another critical element we can discuss right now?
And we have the tactics part. For example, we'll teach a lot of the preemptive strikes. And
What does that look like?
I mean, someone's coming up to me kind of aggressively. Mm-hmm. They're not swinging. They're
right.
not doing anything yet. But maybe they're yelling at me. Maybe they're...
Right.
But let's just make this so that we can visualize it.
Okay.
So person's now, you know, marching aggressive towards you. You put up a fence with your hands, right? So if you can visualize that, I'm putting my hands up.
Right.
In a non-threatening manner, but I'm very firmly... telling them, stay away.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so my hands are my antenna, you know, and you're not gonna get close.
Closer.
You're not gonna get any closer. And if, you know, I might hold my ground, and if you come, I'm gonna just hands on the chest. And I'm actually, once I do that, I'm ready for this guy to maybe throw something. So we train all of that, right? But let's say nothing's happened. He invades my space, and I'm telling him, don't do it again. So what I want to avoid in training people is to, let's not keep doing that over and over. Like, I'm not going to tell you again. I'm not going to tell you again. I'm not going
right.
to tell you again. I'm not going to tell you again. Right?
Right.
If I tell someone I'm not going to tell you again, and
right.
then you invade my space again.
Right. You can't keep telling them. You have to show them. You have to draw the line. And that's a concept we'll discuss in detail in a later podcast.
Again, this is a situation that you have to assess it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you have to feel that it's going to escalate. I've done everything I can to de-escalate it.
Right.
And now he's going to hit me. You have to believe right. that he's going to, I mean, he's going to hit me. I'm in my life or my safety is in danger. I'm going to use my tools
right.
to improve my odds. And that's the tactics part of it, if you will.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you'll tune in to our next podcast where we continue to focus on self-protection and specifically tactics. And we actually have some hands-on exercises for you. Also, I encourage you to listen to this more than once. You can't hear this for 5 minutes and think you'll be able to recall it in a high-stress, critical time. Listen to it while you drink your coffee or brush your teeth. Listen to it again next week and next month. Listen to it with your friends, but just listen to it. Thank you.